Welcome to News Talk. This is the audio recording of our live group class where Stephanie Marston and David DeJager talk about three hot stories in the news and chat with English learners from across the world. It's a really enjoyable way to practice listening to natural English and learn some new vocabulary each week. Let's go.
Hi, everybody. A very warm welcome to the next in our edition of News Talk. My name is Stephanie, and as always, I'm joined by David. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Stephanie, and hello, everybody. Nice that you could join us.
Yeah, big thank you for joining us. I can see lots of people typing in the chat. And of course, that's one way that you can take part in our live session today. And we really want you to take part. We want to know what you think about the news stories that we have chosen for you to discuss today.
Yeah, we've chosen three hot topics in the news, and we think they are interesting. They're interesting to us, but we hope they're also interesting to you, because we're going to ask you lots of questions and we want your opinions and your thoughts, please.
Absolutely. And remember, when we're having these discussions, there is no right or wrong answer. We want to know what you think. Is this story making headlines where you live? What are your thoughts about it? This is a great way to activate and practice your English. Let's get started and find out what our three stories are going to be this week. Would you like to start, David?
Yeah, certainly. So we're starting off with quite a big issue in many, many countries now. And this is about strikes. And in this particular question, which global US tech giant experienced strikes in the US and now in the UK for the first time? And we'll discuss why this is important as well and how important it might be to you.
Absolutely. So we're looking for the name of a company. That's what we'd like you to tell us for story one. Story two, something completely different. We're thinking about sport and what constitutes a sport. We're asking, what do you think is going to be the latest new sport at the 2024 Olympics? Now, in the previous one, there were lots of new sports that made their debut, but another one is going to be added to the list. Any idea what that is?
Yeah, the latest sport, this will be in Paris, I believe. Finally, we're going to talk about jobs, and we want to hear about your jobs, what you would like to do, maybe would like to change your job. But in particular, which jobs are most popular with today's young adults? And we call them Generation Z or Generation Z.
Yeah. Now, I'm absolutely not a Generation Z, much older than that. But the curious thing here is to try to put yourself in their position. What kind of jobs do you think would be popular with today's young adults? That's the final story we are going to be tackling today. But let's rewind to story number one. So the question that David asked was, which global US tech giant experienced strikes in the US and now over here in the UK for the first time?
So I think you may well know the answer to this, but before we look at it, the reason that, you know, we are in our country, we are having lots of strikes from nurses, teachers, and people who work in that industry is because of the rise in inflation. So, of course, people are earning, in reality, a lot less money. And this is really about workers who work incredibly long shifts, yeah, and antisocial shifts, and they just want an improved pay.
And the picture we had on the slide there showing workers striking. Of course, if you strike, you don't go to work because you want to protest against something. And it often is sort of the last resort that people feel they have been pushed to this resort to try to get something that they feel they deserve. And it's as David said, it's a very common occurrence in the UK at the moment. Lots of people on strike.
So what we would like to know is, what's the minimum wage in your country? What's the minimum hourly rate that somebody can be paid? Currently in our country, until April, I think I saw somewhere, it's something like £9.50 an hour. That's if you are older than 23, which is the equivalent in dollars, in US dollars, that's about $10.50 an hour. And that's going to rise by another pound in April.
So I've just typed that in. That's £9.50. What did you say that was in dollars equivalent, David? Because that's quite
I think possibly. It's about $12. Something like $12. And then, of course, in our country, we have two different things. We have a minimum wage, but also we have the living wage. And the living wage is a voluntary thing for companies to pay enough to cover your everyday living costs. And that's different. That's higher, of course. So, for example, the living wage at the moment is something like £10.90. That's about $13.50 across the UK. And in London, because it's the capital and it's more expensive to live there, that's actually nearly £12 an hour, nearly $15 an hour. So what about in your countries? Do you have something similar?
I can see Amelia has typed in the Czech Republic, $4.16 per hour.
Wow.
Six, says Daniela. Also useful if you could let us know which country you are referring to as well. That would be really, really interesting for us to share that as well. So vastly different country to country.
Yeah. And of course, you know, I don't know, maybe in your country, if you work shifts, so maybe, you know, if you do a night shift, then you get paid more than if you do the day shift. Or if you work at weekends, do you get paid more money? I think it's not very common now in our country, is it, Stephanie?
No, I mean, I think you do get supplements if you're doing something like working a night shift. You might get paid more than if you were on a daily rate. But the difference, I don't think it is that much. I think it's quite negligible. And again, I think it's an important issue, this issue of striking. Is that something that happens in your country? Because I know not every country have this concept of strikes, of workers demanding more.
Yeah. And of course, the verb is you go on strike. Yeah. So the workers went on strike, we say. So Sebastiano saying in Italy, there's not a minimum wage or amount of money to be paid, but there is a minimum salary for each sector or position or role. Oh, that's very interesting. Thank you.
And Rafael saying in Spain, it's 13 to 14. More or less, that's euros. Of course, we've got to remember the different currencies as well. Minimum wage in Brazil, says Vanessa, is £210 a month, the minimum wage. And of course, we've got to take into consideration costs of living as well are going to differ, aren't they?
Indeed. And of course, the rate of inflation, which in our country is currently about 10%.
Absolutely. And I think countries that have the highest minimum wage, any idea, David? Country in Europe with the highest?
Oh, is it something like Sweden or Norway? Or
you've got the right first two letters. You started off so well there. I thought you were going to say it.
Switzerland.
Did it? Switzerland. Yeah.
Luis, you got it.
Well done, Luis. Yeah, but highest taxes to pay. See, that's the thing, isn't it? It's all relative. It's only one part of the bigger picture.
Yeah. So these poor workers, I mean, they are on strike because they say while the working conditions are good, they just are struggling. They can't afford to pay the rent, the mortgage, the food, the bills. You know, at the end of the month, there's nothing left. So they want this company to give them more.
Let's go back then and find out what this company is. I think we did have a correct answer earlier on. I believe somebody did.
We did. Daniela. Yes, you were right. The answer is
Amazon.
It's Amazon. So Amazon workers walked out. They left their jobs. This was the first time ever in the UK. So it's quite unusual. And it was only in one of the warehouses. I think there are about 30 warehouses across the country.
Absolutely. And as David said, first time for Amazon, but not an uncommon sight in the UK. We've had nurses, train drivers, postal workers, lots of people striking at the moment. And this is the word we're using a lot. We've got it here as a noun, a strike. And as David said, you can go on strike. And a strike is a period of time when workers refuse to work because of an argument with an employer about working conditions, the hours they have to work, the levels of pay, or possibly because of job losses.
Yeah, and Daniela is quite right. Yes, in this country, the post office workers delivering our postmen, they also have been on strike and will go on strike again, I think. And then we also talked about shifts. Yeah, and shifts can be very unpopular because a shift is a period of time when a group of workers work and then they finish at the time and then another group starts. So in a normal day, in 24 hours, you could possibly have three different shifts to take you through the 24 hours.
And of course, if you think about professions such as nurses, for example, they have to work shifts because it's a role that needs to be covered. So they need to make sure that there are people on duty, even at nighttime. And our final expression here, the minimum wage. Now, David was asking you, what's the minimum wage where you live? So this is the smallest amount of money, the least, that employers are legally allowed to pay someone who works for them. So the minimum wage in this country is increasing in April.
Yeah, and apparently the workers at Amazon were paid 50p, about, you know, less than $1 above the minimum wage, and they think they deserve more.
Okay, let's move on to something completely different. Now, this is going to be an interesting one. I'm very curious to know if anyone can guess the latest new sport. And of course, it's the discussion as to whether it actually is a sport at all at the 2024 Olympics. Now, lots of new things were introduced in the previous Olympics, including we had rock climbing, I believe, skateboarding, and BMX biking was also included.
Well done, I'll get a guess. Skateboarding debuted. It was the first time that we saw this event at an Olympics. And so what is it going to be in Paris? And I think it's, as Stephanie says, sport. It's a bit polemic. How would you define a sport? Maybe you can add what things are necessary for something to be a sport in your mind.
That's a really good question, isn't it? So let's have a look in the chat. So if you'd like to tell us what kind of factors you think are necessary for an event to qualify as a sport. Amelia's saying it has to have physical exercise.
I'm with you there. I think that's, to me, that's possibly the most important. It's the idea of something physical. So that, for example, chess isn't a sport or poker isn't a sport because there isn't a physical exercise, although there is a lot of mental activity.
What about something like shooting, for example? I know they have shooting at the Olympics. Archery. Would you consider those to be sports, David?
I think so. Because it's another element that is critical is human activity. So it's conducted by a human. And it's also you are competing against somebody else. That's another element to me.
You have an opponent.
An opponent, and you are competing against them. Sebastian asks, is golf a sport? Yes, it is classified as a sport. Some people say it's like taking your golf sticks for a walk, but seriously, it is definitely considered a sport and was a sport in the Olympic Games.
Absolutely. Okay, what else do we have? Yusuf says running. I'm not sure the first word you're looking for there. Jombas, do we know what this?
No, I'm not sure that one.
Perhaps
that
explain that a bit more, Yusuf. You might be on the right track. I'm not quite sure what you mean. So perhaps give us a bit more information there. I saw Alketa saying surfing. Well, surfing has been included in the Paris Olympics. And you may wonder, where are they going to surf in Paris? Well, the answer is not in Paris at all. The lucky surfers are actually going to go to Tahiti.
Yes. Very nice.
French Polynesia to take part in the surfing competition.
Oh, lovely. Any ideas on the most popular sports and how many sports there are at an Olympics? Anybody got any ideas?
Most popular sport, that's a good one. I think we've got some guessing coming in. Paragliding, skydiving, no and no. Good guesses though, Amelia.
Simon says skill is important. Agreed.
Definitely. Yes. It's that physicality plus skill plus an opponent.
And I think for the definition I see, it is physical exertion and skill where an individual or a team competes against another.
Yes.
And yes, definitely, Yusuf. Gymnastics is definitely one of the most popular sports. But I don't think dog dancing is, Amelia. I haven't seen that one yet.
Alketa's guessing 28.
Not bad. It's actually in Tokyo, it was 33 sports and 340 gold medals awarded, if you're interested.
Sebastiana says even strategic movement is a mental and physical sport skill.
Fair enough. Good comment.
So I think we've had so far one person has correctly guessed what this unusual new sport is. I'll give you a clue. It's connected with some kind of musicality. So there might be music involved with this.
Yes. And I think somebody else has also come up with the answer. And another clue as to why this sport is there is because the International Olympic Committee is desperate to attract younger viewers. So they want to bring in sports that's going to be attractive to them.
Simon, I totally agree. That's my most favourite sport. Absolutely. Swimming. I love going swimming and I love watching swimming as well.
Yeah. And you've got two of the three most popular sports. It's athletics, swimming and cycling.
OK, I was surprised that swimming was included in that. Athletics, obviously a big crowd pleaser, that isn't it, to see that in the big stadiums.
Definitely.
OK, let's find out what this mysterious new sport is. And you can tell us what you think. Is it a sport in your opinion? Breakdancing. Now, I think Raphael was the first one to correctly identify that. Yep, breakdancing will be an Olympic sport for the first time at the Paris 2024 Games.
And it will go by the name of breaking.
Okay, good to know, David.
So just when you're looking out.
Talk about it, yes.
Yes.
So apparently this is going to be quite a difficult sport to judge, though. It involves a lot of creativity, musicality and also artistic freedom. So it's quite a difficult one for the judges to be able to give a score for.
Yeah. And the competitors will be compared to their opponents based on body, mind and soul. And how you judge your soul, not sure.
Going to be an interesting one.
Yeah.
So, as we said, breakdancing will make its debut. The debut is the occasion when someone performs or presents something to the public for the first time.
And then we talked about opponents. So an opponent is a person who is competing against somebody else in a sports event.
And judge. Now, we often use this as a noun, a judge, but it's also a verb. If you judge something, you officially decide who will be the winner of a competition. So quite a tricky one to judge, I think.
Yes, and it's a regular verb, and it's one of those in the past judged.
Tricky one to say as well.
Yeah.
Okay, our final story here. Which jobs are most popular with today's young adults? Very interesting one, this. It might not be what you first think, but let's have a guess. What do you think? Today's young adults, what kind of professions do you think they are likely to be interested in?
Now, so we are, when we say today's young adults, we're talking about the label is Generation Z or Gen Z. And these are young adults who were born after 1997. So that's Gen Z. And before that, of course, we had millennials. Before millennials, we had Generation X. And before them, we had the baby boomers, which go back to 1946 to 1960. So what about today's generation? What do you think?
Interesting. The guesses that are coming through, this is what I would have said if I hadn't read the answers. Lots of people saying TikTok, remote jobs, bloggers, YouTubers.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I would have thought as well. There's some good ones as well that are very on point. So this was from a survey and it found that 58% of Gen Zers, how do you say that?
Gen Zers.
Now, interestingly enough, what they also find is that that number prefer working at a corporation rather than a startup company or working for the government. And I thought that was really surprising.
I think it's really interesting because I think, as we've seen, there's a lot of people guessing here, influencers, gamers, TikTokers, all this. This is what you would have thought. But if you think about it, this generation have grown up in very uncertain times. And apparently this has led to them being very risk averse. So they actually don't want to do things or take on jobs and roles that could be perceived as being risky or having some kind of uncertainty attached. So they're actually looking for something with more security.
Well, do you know, and also apparently today's young generation don't want to put in any more effort in their work than absolutely necessary. So, you know, I don't know, when I was growing up, you always did extra work and you were keen and you wanted to show your employer how enthusiastic they are. But apparently, generally, not today's. Well, you could call them lazy, Amelia, or it's possibly also self-respect and just looking after your own interests.
I think it's a really good point, David. I mean, thinking about when I started, it was sort of an accepted thing that if you were the new person, you did the worst jobs and you had to work the longest hours, and you did that because you needed to prove yourself. Things are different now.
Yeah, and I think Yusuf makes a really interesting point about that. You know, with startups, there's always a massive amount of work and it's always very challenging. But at the same time, it's really interesting and you get lots of experience from doing that rather than playing safe.
My favourite answer so far for what job they want to do, is from Sebastiano, who said English teacher. I think that was a really good answer there, Sebastiano.
And it's interesting to see how these jobs have changed over the years and people wanting to do, because the most popular job for the boomers, right, the really old people, they were all after becoming the bosses of the company. So they wanted to be the chief executive officer or the president. That's also in Generation X. And then from the millennials, we start to see a change. And one of the most popular jobs for the millennials was a realtor, In English, in British English, we call that an estate agent. That's somebody who likes to sell, who wants to sell property to somebody else.
Yeah, I've just popped that in the chat there, an estate agent.
Estate agent, yeah.
Lots and lots of guesses coming through for these jobs, David. Shall we put everyone out of their misery and share what these jobs are? Unexpected, as I said, not what I would first have guessed. Let's have a look then at the most popular jobs. So the Generation Zers surveyed said their top career goals were business person, doctor, and engineer.
Which is quite, well, we find it quite strange. And within the business environment, the most popular job is actually as a recruiter, as a job recruiter. So the idea is that this generation has been exposed, as everybody's saying, to social networks, mobile systems. They're very comfortable with collecting data and using data. And they like the idea of a role that gives them the opportunity to develop the culture of the company and have a social impact. And I think that point is what many people said with their choice of jobs, you know, in digital marketing and etc.
Absolutely. And that desire to give back, also a key motivator in a lot of people surveyed as to why they want to do these particular roles.
And the list I saw, other jobs that people have mentioned are things like marketing manager, social media manager. I saw we said data scientist, IT specialist. These are all jobs that everybody suggested. So, yeah, well done there.
We had lots of great input there. And I think between all of us, we got there in the end. It's just that change of thinking, isn't it, from what we might have expected.
It is. So in terms of your jobs, are you happy with the jobs you're doing? You might not be Gen Z and you might not change. Are you happy? Would you like to change? I mean, if you were younger today, what sort of job would you be looking for? Stephanie?
Well, I was going to say an interesting question there, David. When you were young, not that long ago, what did you want to be?
I actually wanted, because I studied law at university, and that was my plan. I was going to become a lawyer, but possibly the legal world is safer without me. What about you?
I wanted to be a police officer.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I thought that would be. But I think possibly I hadn't quite realised the day-to-day realities of policing the streets. I was more sort of interested in the idea of solving crime and helping people in that way. But interesting how things turn out.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody? Good. Amelia's very happy with her job, but I think, like most people, would like to be paid more. I think that's a very common response. Algetta was born in the UK and she would have loved to be an English teacher. Well,
I have to say, I do love my job. It's a very good job. I'm pleased I didn't go down the police officer route and I ended up as an English language teacher.
It has. It's been, for both of us, I think, a wonderful experience. The opportunity to travel and to meet people from such different and diverse cultures.
Absolutely. And to try new innovative things like this, sort of this idea of, you know, online teaching, bringing people together, using real stories to share information to improve our English is very interesting.
Yeah. So shall we just look at the yes. the vocabulary there? So we talked about, you know, that people, the Gen Zers prefer to work for a corporation. A corporation is a large company or group of companies that's controlled as a single organization.
And of course, the information we were sharing was part of a survey. Now, a survey is an examination of opinions, behaviour that's made by asking people questions.
Yeah, and we get online surveys every day. I'm sure you do as well. And a motivator, yeah, from the verb to motivate. So a motivator, the noun, is the thing that makes someone enthusiastic, excited about doing something.
Thank you, Amelia. That's really nice. Yeah, I do love my job, and interacting with all of you is a big motivator for me.
So I think we're there, aren't we? Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Next week, we are having a mini break just for one week, and then we will be back, and we can't wait to see you and speak to you then.
Absolutely. So we're back on Monday, the 13th of February. We'll be live. We'll have another 3 stories. I wonder what they'll be. Can't wait to discuss them and find out what you think. It's going to be fun. I hope you'll join us.
Thanks for your lovely comments as well. Okay. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Bye for now.
Join us next week for the latest news talk. And if you'd like to participate in the live sessions, simply create your account at perfectlyspoken.com.